Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Hillary, H-I-L-A-R-Y, Skull, S-C-U-L-L. I've been asked to evaluate Ms. Skull relative to her request to remain out of work for the next 4 months, period. I have been advised that she asserted this was due to experiencing long COVID, period. Based upon the information she relates, she is a 53-year-old woman who reports she has been, she became ill in March 2020. Through the present period, she correlates this with the COVID-19 pandemic, period. She relates she has trauma from teaching during the pandemic, comma, during COVID illness, comma, and an active shooter threat. Because the latter turned out not to be a real threat, but was one of 15 schools that were, quote, punked, P-U-N-K-E-D, period, end quote. She believes the part of her body that was most affected is, quote, mental wellness, period, end quote. She understands her final diagnosis to be complex post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, anxiety, comma, and depression. Period, she did not go to the emergency room for this, nor was she hospitalized. Period, she has been receiving psychotherapy from her therapist and medication from her primary care physician. Period. New paragraph. Psychological. Ms. Skull was wiping sweat from her brow upon my entrance to the exam room. Period. She claims of having anxiety and depression before the current, quote, date of illness, period, end quote. She did see her, the same psychologist named Dr. Altobelli, A-L-T-O-B-E-L-L-I, that she is now, period. She has been seeing him since October 2022, period. Since December 2022, she has been seeing him twice per week. Period, she does relate this helped her, period. She provides a long, winding story of how she developed her current symptoms. These began during her second year of teaching when Columbine occurred, period. She had extra fear of teaching since then, period. This then rolled over into other perceived threats, period. They include what she perceives as inadequate safety measures from the school against COVID-19. Period. She also asserts being exposed to a SWAT unit presenting to the school after receiving a threat. Period. She did not have any physical contact with any of the team members. Period. She does relate having trouble with adjusting and anxiety for 25 years with no medications. Period. It simply helped enough to refocus on herself with yoga, walking, and deep breathing. Period. New paragraph. She also relates that other traumatic and violent events to which she was not directly exposed caused her symptoms to increase. Period. These include what happened at Newtown. Period. She claims that the school provides an active shooter video on a yearly basis, and when viewing it, she has increased signs and symptoms. Period. She had treated those on her own. Period. She has been prescribed medication from her family physician for the past year. Period. This calmed her highs and lows and helped her to sleep better. Period. It quiets her doubting thoughts when in bed trying to go to sleep. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Skull complains that there is an old type of glass in the doors in the school, and these would be easily shattered by someone seeking violence. Period. She describes it as the kind that has a crisscross wire pattern embedded in the glass. Period. She states that she rarely leaves the house. Period. She does some walking, shopping, and banking through the drive-thru. Period. She sees her best friend approximately every 2 weeks, but otherwise does not socialize. Period. She relates that there has been depression in her family, including her sister and grandfather. Period. In February of 2023, she contracted COVID. Period. She was sick times 2 weeks, and then alleged long COVID. Period. She also described a spider bite causing her to have an allergic reaction, necessitating use of antibiotics. Period. In 2021, her family physician named Dr. Palmer authorized her to remain out of work for 2 weeks. Period. She did work in 2022 and 2023, but not since. Period. She did receive psychotherapy over this past summer. Period. She nevertheless is still fearful of an attack on the school. Period. She returned to work for the first day of the fall term in 2023 and had to leave before the day was concluded due to her symptoms. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Skull described she was on sick leave now and uses her accrued sick time, after which she would then use her own disability insurance. Period. She states the district must approve the time taken while using sick time. Period. She has been married for 5 years, and this was her only marriage. Period. They had been together for 12 years. Period. His children are not part of their lives. Period. She did not assert that she had any biological children. Period. When she retires from working as a teacher, she hopes to work at a museum. Period. The criteria for retirement are 25 plus years and 55 years of age, or 30 plus years of service and 60 years of age. Period. New paragraph. She has received 5 COVID vaccines and was anticipating getting the next one as soon as it is available. Period. She wears her mask when she is in close proximity to others. Period. She in fact was wearing a face mask today. Period. She relates that she eats outdoors to avoid proximity to others. Period. Her marriage is good. Period. Her husband had contracted long COVID himself, but is now 90% better. Period. He is semi-retired and supportive of Ms. Skull. Period. He belongs to an elk lodge in Clayton, Clayton, New Jersey. Period. She told me her doctor does support her leaving the house, prepared her joy is her 1971 Volkswagen convertible that she drives occasionally. Prepared she enjoys going to car shows, which are relaxing for her. Prepared she accepts what has happened, but worries about things that are out of her control. Prepared when at home, she enjoys sewing, as well as including making Civil War fashions. Prepared she has been a history teacher. Prepared she relates over the last 3 years, she has gained 15 pounds due to overeating. Period. New paragraph, her general medical history is unremarkable. Period. She does relate having various limitations on her activities, as will be inserted from the fitness for duty questionnaire here. Period. While in the office, she had good eye contact and displayed no unusual gestures. Period. She was alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period. She denies any hospitalizations, suicidal thoughts. Period. Her short and long-term memory are clear. Period. She does express anxiety, even though she is not in a school building right now. Period. Her recitation of her history seemed somewhat rehearsed and verbatim. Period. She cried at a certain point, describing I think it was something about the cars. Period. New paragraph. Even before Ms. Skull presented for this evaluation, I received a call from her psychologist and Dr. Altabelli on 9/5/23 at 3 p.m. Period. He contacted me at the behest of Ms. Skull. Period. He related some examples of her behavior and fears. Period. She complained that the school had no follow-through on the active shooter experience. Period. Relative to the January 6th episode, she expressed, quote, "Now they know how I feel," period, end quote. She is afraid to talk about her situation, including mental health issues, with human resources, period. He described that in October 2022, she began treating him. Period. She was afraid of getting COVID at the school due to, quote, unsafe conditions, period, end quote. 2 weeks later, there was the active shooter incident, period. She currently cries, talking about her PTSD, period. As an example, she states she wrote the number of children in her class on her hand in case any were missing after an attack, period. She is on a serum serotonin reuptake inhibitor, period. Prior to her getting COVID, she used her own mask and air purifier in the classroom, period. Her classroom is located at the front of the school, period. New paragraph, I also spoke with Dr. Altabelli again on 9/11/23 from 3:45 p.m. to 4:10 p.m. Period. He related that her condition has gotten worse after she recovered from COVID and began focusing on her return to work. Her childhood was involved heavy-handed parenting, and she now cares for her mom, which is somewhat stressful. Period. In his experience, staying out of work for 3 to 4 months with post-traumatic stress disorder is appropriate. Period. Ironically, this coincides with the end of the calendar year. Period. I asked her if she can teach virtually, and she said no due to her anxiety and panic attacks. Peer Dr. Altobelli expressed that she would be fearful of having an attack while teaching virtually and then be embarrassed in front of her students. Period. He gave me no distinct explanation as to why she has been getting worse despite extensive treatment and being off for the summer period of approximately 2 months. Period. He also did not provide a convincing explanation as to why her symptoms suddenly got worse at the very beginning of the school year. Period. Both she and Dr. Altobelli confirmed she did not sustain any abuse or trauma in her childhood and young adulthood, period. Dr. Altobelli also provided me with a long letter about Ms. Skull, even before seeing her, period. He thought this might eliminate the need for her to actually be evaluated here. Period. Ms. Skull sent an email to you in that regard on 9/6/23. Period. I do not understand why she would be so fearful of a simple interview, except for her trying to avoid an independent individual evaluating her. Period. As per Dr. Altobelli's letter of 8/30/23, she believe she contracted COVID-19 from a student at school. This obviously cannot be confirmed. She became quite ill and worried for her long-term health. Her original diagnosis was that of generalized anxiety disorder and then was upgraded to adjustment disorder and now to post-traumatic stress disorder. Purity based this upon various psychological checklists, period. New paragraph. In actuality, the recommended length of disability for severe post-traumatic stress disorder is 56 days, period. Such period of time would have passed over the summer, period. Similarly, depression's longest period of disability is 14 days, period. In both conditions, it is typically appropriate for a patient to maintain social interactions and attempt to participate in work and other activities, period. Supportive care would be ongoing, period. If she were to return to work as a teacher, she could continue to see a doctor Altobelli and Dr. Palmer, period. Taking all of this information into consideration, I believe Ms. Skull is embellishing the extent of her symptomatology, period. Her story and that of Dr. Altobelli match each other almost verbatim. This tends to make me think that there is some rehearsal in going through these points. Period. I do not necessarily believe that she does suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, as she does not meet its full criteria. Period. Overall, she should be able to return to work immediately, with a reassessment by Dr. Altobelli at least monthly, period. In his 8/17/23 letter, he wrote, her treatment plan would be reassessed on 1/1/24 after being out of work since 9/1/23. Period, recommendations would be made at that time. Period, however, if he was seeing her once or twice per week, he could easily reassess her well before 1/1/24. Period. And that is the end.